As I had mentioned last week in my homily, we are in the middle of our stewardship renewal in the Diocese of Wichita. And it's kind of a several-week process and happens in October every year. And so it's a time where we evaluate our time, talent, and treasure and how we are giving back from those resources and those gifts that the Lord has given to us. And you know, I had mentioned that Monsignor McGreed was kind of the founder of stewardship, our stewardship model within our diocese. He kind of got it off the ground in the late 70s and early 80s over at St. Francis of Assisi Parish. And so he's kind of the guy that we look to in our diocese for really kind of getting it implemented here in a way that hasn't been able to survive or thrive or flourish in any other diocese in the United States, maybe even the world that I know of. But with that is his approach, and this is what I'm kind of modeling my approach off of. And as we move through the stewardship renewal, he would always preach one Sunday about time, one Sunday about talent, and one Sunday about treasure. And so that's what I'm proposing to do here. And last week I preached about time, and this week I would like to preach about talent. And so I, at least for me, of those three categories, I feel like talent is the hardest one to really kind of wrap your mind around, to really nail down, to really feel like you have a firm grasp of talent. Because I don't know, when you think of talent, I think most of us immediately go to like skills. What skills or what gifts do I have as far as that goes? And in terms of giving back, you know, if I'm an accountant and I'm good with numbers, well, then that's one skill I could give back to the church and helping out with that somehow. Or if I'm a plumber and that I have to wait for the church to have a plumbing issue before I can come in and help out with that. You know what I mean? And that's not altogether wrong. I do think that our skills and our skill set and our, you know, occupations, that absolutely plays into our talents for sure. But I also think that's a narrow way of understanding our gifts and talents. And I think it goes actually much, much, much broader than that. And so that's what I want to do today, is kind of dig down a little bit into what beyond skills. So again, if all we think of is like, how can I use a particular skill in a particular way to help out the church, that's all well and good, but you have to kind of wait around for that opportunity to arise. Right? And if that opportunity doesn't arise, well, I don't get to use my skill, my gift that way. I would like to propose maybe looking at talent through the eyes of the apostles. How did Peter, James, John, Thomas, Philip, and Bartholomew, how did they understand? What did they preach about? What did they write about to the early Christians in terms of using talents? You know, Jesus preached about talent quite a bit, lots and lots of parables about that. But the apostles, and particularly St. Paul, he wrote about it probably more than others. And when it comes to spiritual gifts, spiritual talents, spiritual skills, I guess you could say even. So I would look at 1 Corinthians chapter 12, verses 7 through 11. This is St. Paul writing to the early church. I mean, the church in Corinth was, you know, just less than 50 years old at this point. A brand new church, just starting to grow. And so here's what he writes them in 1 Corinthians. To each individual, the manifestation of the Spirit is given for some benefit. To one person it is given through the Spirit, the expression of wisdom. Wisdom. To another is given the expression of knowledge. To another, faith by that same Spirit. To another, gifts of healing by the one Spirit. To another, mighty deeds. To another, prophecy. To another, the discernment of spirits. To another, varieties of tongues, and yet to another, the interpretation of tongues. But one and the same Spirit produces all of these, distributing them individually to each person as he wishes. So St. Paul is talking about the time and the talent, but not just talent in the terms of skills, But talent in terms of gifts of the Holy Spirit. Those gifts of the Holy Spirit, and you learned about them back when you were, 15 or whatever, and did your confirmation class, and we talk about that early on, and you're like, oh yeah, the Holy Spirit and gifts of the Holy Spirit, and prudence and knowledge and justice and piety and fear of the Lord. That's all well and good. But do we live it? Do we understand that God has given us particular gifts beyond just our skill set of how we earn a living? But there are spiritual gifts that you have been given that could very well be lying dormant, sleeping beneath the surface, that there's something that the Lord more has in store for you. Now, our definition of stewardship in our Diocese of Wichita is the grateful response of a Christian disciple who recognizes and receives God's gifts and shares these gifts in love of God and neighbor. That's how we understand stewardship. But I think what is incredibly operative in that definition, before you can share these gifts of love and God and neighbor, before you get to that point, you can't share the gifts of love and God and neighbor unless and until you recognize and receive those gifts. I do think that there is a bit of, the whole, you heard the analogy of the canary and the mine shaft, right? When the miners were digging, and if there's poison gases down there, they'd have a canary. And as long as the canary was singing, everything was fine. But if the canary stopped singing, if the canary died, they knew the gases in the shaft were building up, and it was dangerous, and they had to get out. And there are a little bit of, indications of canaries that have stopped singing, so to speak, within the way we practice stewardship. There are some fractures I see, some undertones or undercurrents that the stewardship way of life, as we have lived it since 1983 or whatever it was when we rolled it out, that it's not as strong as it has been in the past. I think there are some fractures there. And it's not just in terms of money. It's not just the monetary side of things. Although, the cost of education has gone up, and our high schools we're struggling to pay our high school teachers a fair salary and to pay our teachers a fair salary. Those are some indicators there. I would say you could point to those things. And it's not just the inflation costs of stuff, but I think it's an indicator of this hasn't necessarily been an issue or a struggle to the same degree that it is currently. Maybe that's an indicator that something's off. But at least from my perspective, where I see the biggest issue, the biggest gap, the biggest failure of our church, of our diocese, in the way we practice stewardship, isn't even so much in how we donate time, so to speak, or donate money, so to speak. It's the way we exercise our talents, or the lack of exercising of our talents. And I would say the reason why we're not doing that is because we don't even know what they are. We can recognize our skills, but there are gifts that you have been given that I'm confident, even in myself, I'm discovering things that have been lying dormant. Here's what the Catechism says. Catechism paragraph 800. Here's what it says. Charisms are to be accepted with gratitude by the person who receives them, and by all members of the church as well. You hear those two words in there from our definition of stewardship? Gratitude, the grateful response, is to be accepted by the person who receives them. We can't exercise those unless we recognize them and receive them first. And it's by all members, that's what it says, by all members of the Christian church as well. In other words, every single person has been endowed with those gifts of the Holy Spirit to one degree or another. Now, St. Paul in Corinthians, what I read to you just a second ago, he's writing to a church. It's the early days of the church, and they're growing, and there's fractions among them. And there are some people who have gifts or like spiritual gifts and they're kind of putting others down, like, oh, you don't have this, you can't speak in tongues. Okay, well, I can. So how do you like that? You know, and so he's writing to his church saying, hold on a minute. It's good to recognize your gifts, but don't think that you're better than somebody else because of that you have a different gift than they do. But everyone needs to be using their gifts to the degree that the Lord has bestowed them upon them. So in terms of these gifts that St. Paul writes about, there are multiple kind of gifts out there. The gift of wisdom, the gift of knowledge, the gift of healing, the gift of mighty deeds and variety of tongues, and the discernment of spirits. Is it possible you have one of those gifts? Well, if we don't even know what they are, how can I say yes or no to that question? If I don't know what it is, what is a talent? What is the blessing? What is the charism? A charism is a gift that God gives to one person on behalf of others. Now, the person who receives a charism also can benefit from it, but it's not primarily for them. It's for the people around them. And I can say in all humility, I believe I've been given the gift, the charism of preaching. I believe I've been given the gift and charism of teaching. And I enjoy those things. I exercise them. And I think I'm relatively successful in trying to convey what is going on, what I feel like the Lord is asking me to say. I feel like I can speak that. That is a gift. And that, honestly, that was part of my discernment of becoming a priest, of seeing where that gift, that charism has been given to me, and seeing how I exercise it. But then, for each of you, what is that gift that the Lord has given you, and how are you exercising it? That's the real question to drill down on. You know, you look at the early days of the church. Again, go back to the apostles. Go back to the St. Paul's writing to the Corinthians. You know, you hear these stories of 5,000 people who are converted, 1,000 people, 500 people, whatever, all these huge numbers of people who are converted. But it was not just the apostles who were going out and spreading the good news. It was every single member of the Christian community. All of them, to the degree and exercising the gifts that they had, were going out and they were living and speaking and sharing their faith. And if that is not happening today, could you honestly say, like if you were to ask yourself honestly, could I say yes to the question, is the Holy Spirit alive and burning in my heart? Is there evidence of the Lord working through me and the people around me? And if the answer to that question is no, then there's a chance that you have this gift, this diamond, this who knows what, that's just covered in dust. You know, it's like we're in a battle, so to speak. We're fighting a war. We're fighting on the behalf of the Lord. And imagine if you have been entrusted with some huge kind of weapon, some battleship or some, you know, fleet of tanks or something, and you didn't even know you had it. Right? So as we go through and we renew our stewardship and we look at our time, our talent, and our treasure, how we are giving, how we have received and how we are giving back, I think it's absolutely crucial. Any kind of discussion about stewardship that hopes to be robust and comprehensive, you have to talk about the gifts of the Holy Spirit. You have to talk about how is the Holy Spirit leading me? Last thing I'll say is this, that again, to recognize and receive these gifts. Okay, Father, I agree. You got me. Yep, I'll grant you. I don't know what those gifts are. I don't know how to exercise them. I don't know specifics of that. What do I do? Well, there's all kinds of programs, and there's kind of like, you know, opportunities out there. Called and Gifted is one of those opportunities that it's a program that you kind of go and you set up and you kind of, it's a strength finder basically, and by the end of it you should have a pretty good idea of like what your gifts or talents could be and beyond just like your skill set. Like intercessory prayer. I don't know how many of you consider yourself having a gift or a talent of intercessory prayer, but there are people that when they pray for a certain circumstance, things happen, right? St. Paul talks about the gift of faith. There are some of us in this church who have been given a deep, lasting, convicting faith. And there are people who are starving for their faith, who just need some sort of glimmer of hope, and simply having a conversation with somebody who really believes. Maybe that's all they need for the spark of that to catch fire in them. Just simple ways that we don't necessarily think in those terms, but I'd like to challenge us to begin maybe starting that process. Now, you don't necessarily have to go do a Called and Gifted workshop to kind of figure those things out. I do recommend it. I think it is helpful. It's really good. But that's, the apostles didn't have that. You know what the apostles had? They had the Holy Spirit. They called down the Holy Spirit. The oldest prayer outside of the Our Father, the oldest prayer in the church, the recorded prayer, is the Veni Creator Spiritus. Come, Holy Spirit. Come, Holy Spirit. Come, Holy Spirit. It's the Holy Spirit who bestows those gifts upon us. And so my suggestion is to begin asking the Holy Spirit, like, give the Lord permission to speak to you. Ask the Lord to reveal to you what is it that I'm missing? What is my gift that is lying dormant? What am I not utilizing to the best of my ability? And when the Holy Spirit, He will reveal it. I have full confidence. The Holy Spirit will reveal it. And then once you see it, you can begin. It's just like, it's like clockwork. The Lord will reveal it to you. Hey, this is what it is. You have this gift of faith. And then it will never fail. As soon as you begin that going down that road, like, just you wait. The next day, He will put a person in your life who is that person who is just like on the edge, bordering, their faith is flickering, and you'll have that conversation, and the Lord will tell you just a slight whisper in your heart, yeah, this is the person I want you to speak to. That is something that you don't have to wait for St. Peter's to have a plumbing problem or to have a particular issue for you to exercise your skill. That is something that every Christian is supposed to be exercising every day. And if we begin that process to recognize and receive those gifts and to return them back to the Lord on behalf of the people around us, man, there's no telling where the Lord will lead us. Come, Holy Spirit. Reveal to us our gifts. I didn't leave myself much time here, but I do want to at least just briefly mention our State of the Parish little flyer. These are on the table in the back of the church. Our stewardship renewal packets are also in the back of the church. If you weren't able to grab one last weekend, they're in the back there. You can grab one on your way out of the church today. But our State of the Parish, just kind of some of the numbers and figures from the church. This is from 2023, July of 2023 to July of 2024. So that fiscal year there. Our number of households was 580 households, which is 1,880 individuals, 34 different new families. We had 32 baptisms, 35 First Communions, 45 confirmations, 16 weddings, and 4 who have joined the church through RCIA. And our parish is 41% male, 51% female, And our average age, this is a number that just like blows my mind. Our average age of our parish is 35 years old for the men and 34 years old for the women. So, you know, average age of 30, 34 years old, that's pretty incredible. Yeah, we are a young parish. You look at the national statistical average, most parishes are aging pretty high and their average ages are probably in the 50s, I would guess. But we are a young parish. It's beautiful. It's a huge blessing. I love seeing all the families, the babies at Mass, they were crying. I love it to a degree. Like sometimes it's like, okay, all right, get them out of here. But it's a beautiful sign of health. That's a beautiful gift. And so, and just the last thing in terms of, you know, finances, and again, I'll talk about treasure next week, and I'll go into that in a little more detail next week, but we really are, we're blessed. We ended last calendar year. We got to December last year. We were pretty far behind in our tithing or in paying bills, and we had to borrow quite a bit of money from savings to kind of make it through, but those numbers have all kind of evened out, and as a matter of fact, we've paid off all of that, the outstanding stuff. There's maybe a little bit left of that we had to borrow, but we paid back from our savings, and we're doing very well. Financially, we're in a good, stable place. So I just wanted to say thank you to everybody for all of your, all that you do to make St. Peter what it is. If we literally would not be here without you. Just as you continue, we move forward, we look at and examine our gifts and our talents and stewardship, to examine and to ask, you know, how is it the Lord is blessing me? How can I return that blessing back to Him and the people around me?